as well as founded on obedience. True faith operates out of obedience rather than a sense of right and wrong. Once Cain realized his efforts and offering were unacceptable to God, Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. Genesis chapter 4, verse 5. This is the classic response of a hypocritical religious person when he is confronted with truth. He gets angry. You will find this to be true throughout the Scriptures. This anger is fueled by pride, and pride rejects God's will or ways in order to cling to its own. God, in His mercy, attempted to open Cain's eyes by way of questioning, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted?" Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. To do well with God is to obey. He desires obedience over sacrifice. Numerous times he told his people to get rid of their songs and instruments and quit bringing the sacrifices. Why? Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 4. They sacrificed but did not listen to or obey what he said. The highest form of worship is obedience. Knowing this, we could insert the words "obey me" for "do well" in the verse from Genesis without changing the meaning. It would read, "Cain, why are you angry? You don't need to be. Learn from this. If you obey me as your brother did, I will accept you and your sacrifice as I did Abel and his." The Lord warned, "And if you do not do well, if you do not obey and you persist in your current line of reasoning, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. Note two things here. First, sin, disobedience, has desire. The lord of lawlessness, Satan, is the force behind disobedience. Once this force was granted entrance by Adam, it had one objective: to control or rule everyone and everything. It is similar to a wicked scientist who released an uncontainable amount of radioactive gases into our atmosphere. The gases would permeate everywhere, even though the actual presence of the scientist would not. He set in motion a deadly and powerful force. The only ones protected from these deadly gases would be those wearing protective gear. The Scriptures are very clear. We know that we are children of God and that the world around us is under the power and control of the evil one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19, NLT. Another way to view this would be to compare the desire of sin to the law of gravity. It is a constant force that is always in place and affects all matter. If you step off the top of a building, you will find its law in effect and fall to the lowest point, in fact, very hard. You may not want to fall or have an awareness of or belief in the law of gravity, nevertheless, you will encounter it. One day, scientists discovered yet another law, the law of lift. They learned that the law of lift supersedes the law of gravity if conditions were right. Innovative men designed the airplane based on the law of lift. When you fly in a plane, you are on a level free from the law of gravity and do not fall to gravity's lowest point. Scripture tells us, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Romans chapter 8, verse 2. What wonderful news! I fly frequently. In my 30 years of proclaiming the gospel globally, I've traveled almost 10 million miles. When I get on these jets, I'm delighted that the law of lift sets me free from the law of gravity. However, if the pilots decided to turn off the engines and the wings fell off, the plane would feel the full effect of the law of gravity, and the plane would come down hard. We would no longer enjoy a mastery of the law of gravity, but would find ourselves mastered by what we previously enjoyed power over. Scripture further declares in this same chapter, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die." Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 13. Although the law of the Spirit of life makes us free from the law of sin remains intact. Our protection or mastery of it comes from true faith or obedience originating from our heart.